This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lin Mark, Sharit Abdullah and Wong Shaning. It is 7.06 in the morning, Monday the 29th of July. And Asian stocks started the weekend with a whimper. Most indices ended lower following the European Central Bank's decision to maintain rates for now. The Nikkei was down 0.5%. The Hang Seng was down 0.7%. The STI was also down 0.5%, just like our FBM KLZI, down 0.5%. But Shanghai's composite has eked into the green. They were up 0.2%.
And besides Shanghai, in the US market, day two up in the greens, Dow up by 0.2%, S&P 500 up 0.8%, and NASDAQ up by 1.1%. According to Bloomberg, this might be the busiest week in the world economy this year, as a slew of economic data is coming out and central banks meetings is taking place.
So for some insights into what's in store for markets this week, we have on the line with us Stephen Innes, Managing Partner with Vanguard Markets. Thank you for joining us, Stephen. Now, markets are widely anticipating a minimum 25 basis point rate cut by the Fed this week. Moving forward, what do you think will sway the Fed towards additional easing, and how many further rate cuts are you expecting for this year?
You know, it's quite interesting. We had a little bit of a discussion over the GDP print on Friday, which came out considerably stronger than expected, but looking under the hood, there's significant drag on the overall manufacturing sector, which tells me that trade war is the big drag here. So I think a lot of the narrative is going to build around to see how trade war evolves, whether we do have a detente, whether we do have an escalation, will really dictate how the Fed's easing cycle is going to play out for the remainder of this year.
And Stephen, the Bank of Japan's monetary policy makers actually meet on Tuesday. What are your expectations given their limited options left in their toolkit?
You know, the interesting thing about the Bank of Japan, it's really focused around the currency. So our view here is if the currency, the yen itself, strengthens considerably, this is when there'll be a call to action by the Bank of Japan. But with the dollar-yen trading above 108, we don't think we're in any danger. What we're looking at here is if we do have a race to the bottom on currencies, in other words, every other central bank drops interest rates, weakening their currency, we believe the Bank of Japan will have no option but to move more along the lines of moving their interest rates lower, or perhaps adjusting their yield curve mechanism.
And Stephen, more on U.S. and China trade talks. It's going to resume this weekend in Shanghai. President Trump said over the weekend that China may delay signing off the deal until after 2020 presidential elections. Is this an outcome that markets have priced in?
Well, you know, we're not expecting any big Shanghai surprise here. I think what we're going to see is some soft-pedaled agreements and concessions that were made at G20 probably be solidified, especially around China's imports of soybeans, along with the U.S. not raising tariffs again. So this is probably built into the price action. However, we're keeping an eye on Hong Kong. We think this is a potential flashpoint simply because the U.S. has been very conspicuous by their absence as far as making comments towards this. There is an escalation in China, but China makes an aggressive escalation in this protest. We think the U.S. are going to come back, and we think this is the next flashpoint for trade war, so we're keeping a close eye on that.
And Stephen, looking at oil, you expressed concern in your note that trade talks could be a negative catalyst for oil. Could you elaborate on this?
Yeah, you know, basically oil's being held hostage to a global slowdown on the manufacturing side. You know, consumption's okay. It's not great. But consumption in China is not good. Consumption in the U.S. is good. So we have a little bit of a dilemma there. But overall, the manufacturing data worldwide, as far as the Purchasing Managers Index is concerned, is quite weak. So we think this is a direct result of trade war. And we think that if trade wars do escalate, you know, we think this has a potential to cause oil prices to fall. So there is significant focus on these talks this week, because if they break down significantly, we would think risk assets in general will have a very tough time this week.
Thank you so much, Stephen. And that was Stephen Innes, Managing Partner with Vanguard Markets. He's of the opinion that if the trade talks fall through, then that could have a negative impact on oil prices. And that's essentially one of the things that I think most analysts will be keeping an eye out for this week. But it's not just that, because it is peak U.S. results season soon. So far, only Netflix has guided for better numbers, and so far the guidance has been pretty weak. Much of the market upside is driven by policy or interest rate cuts.
Yeah, so Apple, Rio Tinto and carmaker Toyota, as well as BMW here, there are other events that are going to be unfolding this, within this week. We're talking earnings from Nintendo, Qualcomm, AMD, Siemens, Sony, Credit Suisse, Nomura, quite a number of them, a lot of automakers as well. And Bank of Japan's rate, as well as this Bank of Japan's rate decision and Governor Kuroda briefing, which is due on Tuesday.
Yeah, results season is particularly significant because so much has been riding in terms of expectations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And markets, although all-time high, so far the results have been a bit on the weak side. Mm. Like Lynn mentioned, the only corporate, the large corporate, which kind of guided upwards has been Netflix. Most of the corporates actually have guided downwards, and it's actually peak guidance downwards since, I think, the financial crisis. I think corporates are very mindful of the cloudy outlook as US GDP numbers were slightly below. And also from a corporate perspective, it's always easier to guide lower because then it's easy for you to surprise on the upside. And then the market's happy when you give them a better number than expected. So if I'm a CEO of a company, yeah, I would guide lower.
Yeah, and there's also not just company earnings out, because there's a lot of national data that's due this week. Australian inflation data is due Wednesday. There's a Bank of England policy decision due on Thursday, and US July jobs report is also due on Friday. But the other thing that Stephen mentioned during our Market Watch segment is that he will be watching Hong Kong very closely, because Hong Kong could be a potential flashpoint, and it is most notable because the US has been quite conspicuously silent on the subject. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.